Isaiah chapter 32. Behold, a king will reign in righteousness, and princes will rule in judgment. And a man will be like a hiding place from the wind, and a covering from the tempest, like rivers of water in a dry place, like the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. And the eyes of those that see will not be dim, and the ears of those that can hear will listen. The heart also of the rash will understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerers will be ready to speak plainly. The vile person will no longer be called liberal, nor the cruel to said to be bountiful. For the vile person will speak villainy, and his heart will work iniquity, to practice hypocrisy, and to utter error against Yahweh, to make empty the soul of the hungry, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. The instruments also of the churl are evil. He devises wicked devices to destroy the poor with lying words, even when the needy speaks right. But the liberal devises liberal things, and by liberal things will he stand. Rise up, you women that are at ease. Hear my voice, you careless daughters. Give ear to my speech. Many days and years will you be troubled, you careless women, for the vintage will fail, the gathering will not come. Tremble, you women that are at ease. Be troubled, you careless ones. Strip yourselves and make yourselves bare, and gird sackcloth upon your loins. They will lament for the teats, for the pleasant fields, for the fruitful vine. Upon the land of my people shall come up thorns and briars, yes, upon all the houses of joy in the joyous city. Because the palaces will be forsaken, the multitude of the city will be left, the forts and towers will be for dens forever, the joy of wild asses, a pasture of flocks. Until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness is a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is counted for a forest. Then judgment will dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field. And the work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. And my people will dwell in a peaceable habitation, and in sure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. When it shall hail, coming down on the forest, then the city shall be low in a low place. Blessed are you who sow beside all waters that send forth the feet of the ox and the ass. End of chapter.